Yes, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Chase Amchoy.
We showed that you're at Wayne, but we're delighted to have you, so we will see if we can find your paperwork.
Okay.
So you changed your mind, you did not wave?
Yeah, I did not wave.
Okay, sir. Just one moment.
Still looking for him.
I had him, but I just can't.
Ms. Rittenhouse is looking for you.
I just don't have any.
Well, this is a paper running around here. We can't keep up with one of them.
I don't have the rest. I don't have the cover sheet.
Oh.
Yeah, here it is. This will be. All right, Mr. Troy?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please start by stating your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Chase Aaron Troy, 272251.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on the 20th of December, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form was a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself in the hearing. So, Mr. Troy, which is it today? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'm representing myself, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, my left, all the way at the end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. There, you can see him on the screen now. And he is a community corrections officer and will represent the department and your hearing office, or your parole officer in hearing today, sir. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Troy and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Troy?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Troy, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and I need you to respond as to whether they're true or false. Okay, sir? So we'll start phase one, and the first allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about October 11th, 2018, per the task lab report dated October 22nd, 2018. Mr. Troy, is that true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay, sir. Allegation number 2 is a violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 11th, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated October 22nd, 2018. Mr. Troy, is that true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay. And then the third allegation is a violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failing to report for your face-to-face contact visit on or about October 25th, 2018, as written directed on October 11th, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision as of October 25th, 2018. Mr. Troy, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. Thank you. Based on Mr. Troy's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. White, Mr. Quinones, and Mr. Neal. Troy, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, then, and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, sir, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information so we have more information to go on. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions in just a minute. Okay, sir? Mr. Wesby.
On February 5th, 2018, Mr. Troy was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested December 8th, 2018 by Yuma PD on new felony charges of narcotic drug possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in DOC custody on December 12th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 17th, 2019 with 44 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, promoting prison contraband, 3 years. He has prior convictions, 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2012, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2012, theft of means of transportation, 4 years. 2012, burglary, third degree, 3 counts, each for 3 years. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 3-3. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 1. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is moderate, with drugs violence noted. However, after his return to DOC on December 26, 2018, he got disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders. I do have status of charges here from Officer Gonzalez Hernandez, dated December 24th, 2018, that states the offender's charges for possession of narcotics and possession of drug paraphernalia dismissed by the court.
Thank you, Mr. Wesby. Okay, back to you, Mr. Troy. We have a brief written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were approved to live with your grandmother, Ms. McNeely, on 14th Place in Yuma. Did you stay there the whole time that you were out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you working while you were out?
I was doing, now detailing cars for a little bit.
Okay.
And then they weren't paying me enough, so I went. So I tried to look for another job, and I quit that one, tried to look for another job, and it was real hard because, you know, all the tattoos and stuff like that, and they just kept denying me, and, you know, they looked up my record, you know, because I put felony and all that stuff, so it was just real hard. Everyone kept denying me, you know. I seeked everywhere to find a job, but it was kind of hard.
Okay. All right. But you didn't think to go back to the car detailing place?
Yes, but he already had someone filled in for me, like, he hired someone else, so I was kind of, I couldn't go back because
right.
He had so many people already working for him.
Okay, somebody already had the job then. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
All right, and then we also have some notes about UAs with TASC, and it looks like you had 52 oral and urine fluid samples, and 46 of those were negative, so that's pretty good. But it looks like you had one positive for marijuana in March, in May you had one positive for methamphetamine, and another in May, it looks like. Another one for marijuana there in May, marijuana again. So what happened, sir? Had you used methamphetamine and marijuana in the past?
Yes.
And you, did you relapse, or what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was going through a lot of stuff on the streets, you know, and I just turned to drugs, and I know that's not a way to do things. There's other ways to do it, you know, and I just went through the easiest way, I guess, for me to cope with it, and It was my mistake, you know.
So how were you paying for it if you didn't have a job?
I had friends.
So friends just gave it to you, gave the drugs to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not giving it to me, they'll give me high, I guess.
Okay.
I need to not surround myself with people like that.
Okay. What were you doing when the Yuma PD picked you up?
I was going to see my girlfriend at McDonald's and just see how she's doing, just, you know, tell her I love her and all that stuff, and, you know, because we have problems, and she's currently pregnant with my child, you know, so I just wanted to check up on her, see how she's doing, and see if she needs anything, and I don't know, when I went, there was like four cops already there. I don't know if someone called them on me or if I matched the description. But yeah, then they ended up arresting me.
Okay. So does she work at McDonald's? Is that why you went to McDonald's?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so you went to see her at work. Okay. And they just happened to then be there, and then they asked for your ID, and there you are. Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? I just thought of one more question. Have you ever done any drug treatment?
Yeah, I was in PRC in Tucson, the Pima Ranch.
Uh-huh.
I completed it. I was there 3 months. I completed it, and I've done drug court in the past, and I completed it as a keeper now. Yeah, I've done those two.
So what did you think about that? Because it looks like you've continued to use drugs, sir.
Yeah. It actually helped me. It helped me learn a lot, but I was just going through a lot of family issues, and a couple of my family members passing away. And I kind of spiraled out of control, and it brought me here.
Have you used drugs since you came back to prison?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so. All right, Mr. Troy, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with a decision in just a moment. Okay, sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Troy absconded for 44 days and also continued to use marijuana and methamphetamine while on community supervision. Has tried treatment in the past, but I'm not hearing a lot of commitment in his voice concerning stopping using drugs. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate, but I would listen to any input, fellow board members. Seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018W3122, a conversation with Mr. Troy, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Troy was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and had Lobster was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding from supervision and continuing to use illegal drugs while on supervision. Second. Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Troy, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We show you a release date of May 17th, 2019. We would urge you to think seriously about drug use and think about where it gets you. You land back here. So there's definitely something you can become involved in there, whether it's AA, NA, Hazelden Design for Living, Thinking Straight. There are lots of programs that are available to you. So please do take advantage of those, so when you're released in May, you have a little kind of a head start on remaining sober. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. This concludes your hearing, and if you'd just lay the phone down and tell the next inmate we're ready. Thank you.
Okay.